I mean, I loves me some Bruno Mars, but I should have been playing David Bowie's Let's Dance.
Yeah.
That would have been better, huh?
Excellent lead-in, sir.
105.7 KPMX. I'm Andy Rice. That's not what's important. Celeste Delgado Pelton is my guest, and we're talking about BYU dance, or as I like to call it, the coolest part of being a dad.
That's right. Best dad, father-daughter date ever.
Ever. It was the best. And you're bringing them back. Now, this isn't the first time they've been back since then, but they're not here often enough.
No, we try and get them every opportunity we can. We've been stung a couple times by the forces of nature.
Yeah.
Literally, they were supposed to bring their, I forget the name of it. It's a folk dance troupe.
Right.
And they do folk dances from countries all across the globe. Super cool show. We were supposed to have that in... They were supposed to come in 2020, and obviously the world shut down. And then the very next show they were supposed to bring, they were coming in the spring, and it was when we had a blizzard that like shut the state down for 4 days.
Yeah.
And they had been in Colorado Springs, and they were like, we're going to get there. And they did not get there.
They did not.
Because so many cars had been stranded from the blizzard. And then people got stranded on the interstate and then just abandoned their cars. So even when the snow stopped, they still had to go in and remove all the cars before they could plow the interstate. So it was days, and then their whole tour schedule was thrown off. And now they come in October.
And the weather's going to be perfect.
Perfection.
Perfection. So what's the theme of the performance this year?
So this year, in the past, I think when you came, it was their ballet troupe that they had. And then a few years ago, they were here with their ballroom dancing troupe. And that show was phenomenal. And this year, I'm very excited. The show is Living Legends. And it is Native cultural dances from North and South America and the South Pacific.
Awesome.
So cool.
Awesome.
And I'm really impressed with BYU because you could learn these dances. You could do a show. You felt so strongly about wanting it to be authentic that they actually go out and recruit students of Native descent for these programs. So it's a much deeper level. It's not just, ooh, I put on the pretty folklorico, you know, dressed to do these Mexican dances. It's you have students of Mexican descent who understand the cultural, religious, celebratory, all of the important elements that go into these cultural dances. They're bringing that. So it's very authentic, very next level. They sent a promo video, and like I've just been like, ooh, I showed it to everyone that works in my department, and they were all like, I'm buying tickets today. Like, that's amazing.
I think I spent a few weeks in Tahiti when I was in college and absolutely loved it. And they had weekly dance competitions, traditional dance competitions with the different villages. And oh my God. And I don't know which I loved most, the dancing or the music they danced to, because the two are absolutely, you know, as you know, you can't dance without, I mean, you can dance without music, but it'll get you arrested. If the music and the dance of the South Pacific is something that you practically cannot sit still for.
Absolutely.
It is. Woo, beautiful stuff.
And if you've not seen a BYU show in the past, it is, I mean, you are on the edge of your seat from the second it starts until it's over. Like, I stood in the lobby after the ballroom dance show got over. And people came out and they couldn't even form sentences.
Right.
That was wow. You know, like, now be like, I know, right?
And will the dancers make themselves available as they have been known to? Because after the, like you alluded, my daddy-daughter date, the first one we ever had was that, and we both got to go meet the dancers.
Yes.
Oh my God, did that affect, so they will be doing that.
Yes.
Awesome.
So they'll They'll kind of be available to say hi and greet some people in our atrium after the performance is over. So
very nice.
Yeah.
So there's that. But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
You get more than a set of Ginsu knives.
Yes.
This is so much cooler. What happened Saturday?
So, well, let me give some details for Friday, right, too. So the actual performance is Friday night. It's at the Dorothy Korsberg Theater in ES French Hall on the main NJC campus. If you take the parking lot entrance just off of Sydney Avenue, that puts you in the perfect place. The show is at 7 o'clock. We have had some amazing sponsorships. The NJC Associated Student Government, which is making it possible for our NJC students to attend for free, which is awesome. But then we also have sponsorships from the Russ Johnson Music Endowment. That's through the NJC Foundation. And the CSU Regional Engagement Center right here in town is also helping to sponsor this event. And because of that, we were able to drastically reduce the ticket prices for everyone else.
All right.
So, you know, I got online last week. I saw some people were, there were two shows that are at the Denver Center for Performing Arts. And I was like, ooh, I'd like to see both of those shows. And one of them, the cheapest seat I could find was $85. The other one was Hamilton, and the cheapest seat that I could find was $195. And I was like, this is not in my budget.
No.
So, but we wanted this to be family friendly.
Yeah.
We didn't want it to have to be like, I can only take one kid, or I'd like to take the whole family. We just can't afford it. You know, right now we're trying to figure out how to pay for groceries. I get it. So we've lowered the ticket price. They're $5. And if you buy them, you can get them ahead of time from our awesome athletic department is sharing their online ticketing services for us for this event. So you can go to, it's gonjc.com.
Right.
Very easy. That's the website. And then you just scroll to October 25th and boom, you'll see the Living Legends and the show, the picture with all the colorful stuff. I think with the surcharge, it ends up being a whopping $5.35.
You know how to make it affordable.
Yeah.
So under 10 bucks, well, under $6, you're through the door. A family of four for just $25, basically.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And okay, so, but let's talk, that's the price, but that doesn't even come close to the value. Because this BYU dance program is one of the most, it's got to be one of the country's premier dance programs.
Absolutely. And If you're interested in dancing, even if your interest in dancing is, I love to watch Dancing with the Stars on TV.
Yeah.
A lot of the dancers that compete with Dancing with the Stars, the big competition where everyone competes, if you are at that next level, is a tournament in Europe called Blackpool. And BYU takes teams that compete there every year.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is... Derek Huff and Julianne Huff, who are big stars from Dancing with the Stars and other things that they've done. I believe they both went through that program.
Through the program. It would not surprise me watching the ballet program my daughter and I watch. And I was one of those absolutely speechless people. So was my daughter. But the next 10 years of her life, she was a dancer. And you could tell there was a genetic exchange between some of the dancers she talked to in the art gallery and the rest of her dance career, because there was a change, there was a shift, and she smoothed out, and it was, oh my goodness. Dance was a huge part of my daughter's life.
Awesome.
Well, still is. If you go to any of the NJC games, you'll see.
There you go.
It's led to helping her academic career. So anyway, I'm just saying, if you want the best entertainment, jaw-droppingly beautiful stuff, go see BYU dance.
Yeah.
And these dances, I think there's a lot more to it. There's, how do I want to put this? I think it's more important. Does that make sense? Is that silly for me to say this is an important thing for people to see because of the culture?
Yeah.
You know?
I think absolutely.
Anyway.
And we have, so Saturday morning at the college in the Korsberg Theater at 9 a.m., they're going to come in the morning and do a free workshop to just talk about learning about the cultures, learning the dances, maybe teach a few steps. It won't be anything like Friday night, so they won't wear their big costumes and
right.
You won't have the music and the lights and everything, but they're going to come in and give a free workshop. So to anyone that's interested in learning more about the culture or more about that side of it, or any aspiring young dancers, really amazing opportunity.
That's awesome. I love the authenticity that they work so hard to imbue the program with, because it's not just authenticity for its own sake. It's out of respect, you
yeah.
know, and it's out of a desire to draw us all together a little bit more. If you're looking for an opportunity to see the good in cultures other than the one you grew up in, go watch how other cultures approach the art of dance. And it's amazing. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Celeste Delgado Pelton is my guest this morning. And when it comes to fine art in Logan County, well, you're a bit of an authority, madam.
It's a passion.
Yeah, a passion, obviously, and has been for the lifetime. Did we cover everything you wanted to talk about this morning?
Yes, and I would just finish by saying, so they can get tickets ahead of time for Friday night's show online at gonjc.com.
Right.
They also can buy tickets that night.
Right.
At the door.
And remember, theater etiquette applies, so shut your phones off when you get inside and just enjoy the moment.
Absolutely.
Celeste, keep up the good work, and I mean that from the bottom of my soul, man. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.